Change of zone, number 1940, Community Bank Delaware, care of Stephen W. Spence.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve change of zone 1940 for Community Bank of Delaware for a change in zone from AR1 to C2, medium commercial, based upon the record from the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking a change in zone to C2, medium commercial. The purpose of this district is to allow retail sales and consumer services. It is intended to be located near Arterial and Collector Streets. In this case, the applicant seeks to construct one of its bank branches at this location. Two, this property is located at the intersection of Route 5 and 24. This is appropriate for the use that are permitted in the C2 district. Three, this property is the last remaining AR1 property at this busy intersection and is surrounded by properties that are currently zoned C1, CR1, and C2. This rezoning is consistent with the adjacent zoning. Four, the property is in the coastal area and commercial area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. C2 zoning is appropriate in these areas according to the Comprehensive Plan. Five, the rezoning will not have a significant impact on neighboring properties or roadways. Six, the property will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Seven, any development that occurs on the property will require site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission after taking into account all required agency reviews, including DLDOT, State Fire Marshal, and the Sussex County Conservation District. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Nine, for all these reasons, it's appropriate to rezone this property from AR1 to C2, medium commercial. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
A second.
All right, thank you. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1940, Community Bank Delaware, care of Stephen W. Spence. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, let me direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. They are also broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. There is a 30-second delay between what occurs live in this room and what is broadcast on the internet. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you do follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that have been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in the room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Again, we will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. Again, because there is a 30-second delay, we will pause the hearing to allow the internet broadcast to catch up for people watching online and wanting to participate by phone. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. Again, for just the folks on the phone, we just need your name and place of residence, again, for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. And finally, Mr. Chairman, in honor of Lawrence Lankin, I do this every year, if you happen to have socks on that play Christmas carols, we ask that you turn them off. We learned that the hard way a long time ago when our former planning and zoning director was here.
Socks went off.
Socks went off and Jingle Bell started playing. I do that as a... It is an homage to Mr. Lank, so thank you.
There is one other stipulation that just for this evening. There will be a candy cane requirement if you're going to speak. So anybody bring a candy cane? Do y'all bring candy canes with you? What? No? Well, it just so happens I have a whole bag up here. So when you approach the podium, just slip around here real quick. I'll give you a candy cane, and then you may have the floor. Okay? All right. Our first